Thank you for joining us today on Drawing Near. This ongoing study of the Bible is designed to help and encourage us to draw near to God through the study and application of His Word. If you have questions about the Bible or your walk with the Lord Jesus, feel free to reach out to me through my email address in the description section of this podcast. The Bible makes bold statements. Many are not in line with today's Christian belief system. It seems the bar has been lowered today. What are biblical expectations for the follower of Jesus? What does God expect? Do we disappoint Him with our lower standards and behaviors? Today on Drawing Near, Timothy is reminded of Paul's personal experiences as one called to godly service. The implication is that Timothy is expected to follow Paul's example. Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and study, "The Godly Will Be Persecuted." And as we prepare for today's study, let's pray together. Father, we thank You for this day that You have given to us, the opportunities that we have to learn and grow through the study of Your Word, through meditation, through the leadership of Your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father, that we will take these opportunities, that in our daily lives, we will open up Your Word, we will read, we will study, we will learn from You, then live out our faith day by day as followers of Jesus. Father, help us to understand what You expect, what You command, and then to live up to Your expectations under the leadership of Your Holy Spirit and the direction of Your Word. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin by reading 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10, 11, and 12. Verse 10 begins by saying, "But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." During our study of 2 Timothy, we have learned that Paul has been encouraging Timothy to be a faithful teacher, to not engage in arguments or idle discussions. He's not to be a part of those who would cause division within the church by their false doctrine or focus on things that don't matter. Paul has called him to live a different life. Paul has called him to live as a follower of Jesus Christ and focus on the truth of God's Word and to live according to that truth. So when he comes to this passage in chapter 3, verse 10 and following, he is making a statement that many of us won't make. Many of us downplay our walk with the Lord Jesus. Maybe it's because we're not faithfully walking with the Lord Jesus. But Paul, as a teacher, as a mentor, a rabbi, is telling Timothy that he needs to follow Paul's example. And he reminds Timothy of his experiences. When he says, "You have carefully followed," Timothy walked with Paul during the ministry. He was there when Paul taught, there as Paul wrote, even assisted Paul in the writing of letters. He had been left by Paul in various places, so he'd carefully followed Paul's doctrine. That is, the things that Paul believed, lived, and taught. We all have a system of doctrine in our lives. We all have a body of belief, something that we adhere to, that we live by. And we inform others of these things. We tell people what's important, what's not important. Many times we tell them with our words, but we often tell them with our lives. Timothy had carefully followed Paul's doctrine, his manner of life, how he lived, how he conducted himself 24 hours a day, his purpose. What was Paul's purpose? To declare the gospel to the Gentiles faithfully as he had been called to do. His faith. His faith had been put on trial. His faith had been tested. Timothy knew his doctrine, manner of life, purpose, and faith. He knew his long suffering, his patience, what he had endured over a period of time. He knew his love. That's something we don't really acknowledge about Paul very often, I think. We don't acknowledge how much he loves God, loves others. But he claims in Romans that he is a debtor to everyone. And being indebted to them, he pays that debt in love and faithfully delivering the Word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and encouraging people to walk in it. He loves them by laying down his life in service to them and the gospel. His perseverance. The idea of perseverance is going forward with a heavy load upon you. Paul was challenged to quit, to back down, to ease up. And yet he persevered. He kept going forward regardless of all of the hardships that he was experiencing. The persecutions. And it seems in verse 11 he makes a little difference here. Before, we could acknowledge verse 10 just being about his character, his living. But verse 11 gives us his persecutions and afflictions. Paul's doctrine, manner of life, his purpose, his faith, his long-suffering love, and perseverance led to his persecutions. Why? Because as Paul sought to live godly, to be obedient to the word of God, others rejected him. If he had passively lived, quietly lived, then there would have been no persecution. But Paul brought the gospel to people. He interrupted their lives. He interjected Jesus into their lives. He called them out. As he presented the gospel and promoted Jesus Christ and the need to follow him, he confronted the sin and the opposition of his hearers. And many trusted Christ. Many were convicted and put their faith and trust in Jesus, repenting of their sin. But others persecuted. They caused Paul to be afflicted. Three of those places are mentioned here: Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. You can see that in the book of Acts. And he said, you carefully followed what persecutions I endured. He reminds Timothy that out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Paul got out of prison. He got out of jail. He recovered from being beaten, run out of town. The Lord delivered him. Now, eventually, the Lord would not deliver him in a physical sort of way. In Rome, he would die. He's writing from Rome here, and he's not going to get out. But he has been delivered from them all before. And then the statement he makes, the call to obedience, the application, so to speak, is found in verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Not some, not many. Unless you backpedal regarding your faith, blend in with lost people or carnal Christians, unless you tone it down so that it's acceptable, be passive. If you live the truth, if you speak the truth in love, if you have biblical doctrine, if you walk according to the manner of life Jesus calls us to, if you accept the purpose that God has laid out in front of us, if you have biblical faith, if you love people, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. That's hard to hear. And many people within the church don't believe this is true. We might be able to go as far as to say this is the litmus test of whether or not you desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus. Do you suffer for his name? It's something to pray about. It's something to work through. The Holy Spirit needs to guide our hearts and lives. We don't need to go out and become hard-hearted, crass, rude, abrasive. Paul wasn't that way in the flesh. He probably was described that way by some. But when you look at the letter of 1 Corinthians, the language there is when Paul shows up in person, he's not very impressive. And yet look what he had to endure as a result of his ministry. Jesus was crucified. He was not rude, arrogant, haughty, hard-hearted. He spoke the truth in love. He was direct. He was outspoken. He didn't compromise. And we're not supposed to either. But there's a price to pay. There's a cost. And quite honestly, we don't want to pay it. But I don't think Paul wanted to pay it. We know Jesus didn't want to pay it, according to his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. But this is the path that we follow if we follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about these things. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help us to understand rightly your word, rightly divide it, understand it, impart it not only to others, but to our own hearts and lives. Help us to think and meditate, to review our present way of living, interacting with other individuals, sharing the gospel. And help us, Father, to become your faithful soldiers, your faithful followers. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for studying with us today. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are shared. Drawing Near is a ministry of FBC Tip City based on the promise that if we will draw near to God, He will draw near to us.